Increasing freight rail rates are pressuring agricultural income. David Sparks, Ag Information Network. The cost of shipping commodities on domestic rail systems is rising, and it's putting pressure on U.S. farmers and ranchers' bottom lines. Daniel Munch, associate economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says that rail rates on agricultural goods have risen as much as 18%.
One of the main takeaways from our research was a clear increase in the cost of shipping agricultural commodities on domestic rail systems. Rail rates on corn have gone up 13%, on soy have gone up 11%, and on wheat 7% over the past 5 years.
Munch said the rising cost of fuel wasn't the primary driver in the higher cost of shipping freight via railroad.
Adjusted for inflation, rail fuel costs have remained quite similar to 2018 and 2019 rates, unlike what consumers are experiencing at the pump. They have increased quite a bit in the past year, but mainly as a comeback from COVID-19 related demand shocks. Additionally, demand for freight rail, from the ag sector at least, has remained steady over the past 5 years, with a few spikes associated with increased exports. So overall, fuel and transportation demand were not clear pressures for increased rail rates.
Munch analyzed shipping rates by origin and destination states.
In the ag sector, we found that over the past 15 years, non-competitive rail movements or routes not subject to strong competition have increased.
Learn more at fb.org/market intel. This report was produced by the Ag Information Network. I'm David Sparks.